Apropos to what we were speaking about last time, I wanted to tell you a mashal of mine and also a chiddush of mine. Actually a very big chiddush. And I always say that if anyone finds any of these chiddushim in Sfarim, I would be very beholden to them. By Klal Yisrael, that the person has a chiddush that no one ever said, the whole thing is mefukbak. Because mehecha teisa. But sometimes you find it, you actually find it. Interessant, if you remember the word of the Gra on Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha. So what was the Gra's Yisayim? The Gra said, what was his principle? That it was not conceivable that a Talmud Chacham who learned Sefer Tehillim from day one should not have had himself already a pshat on a pasuk in Tehillim, Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha. So how could it be that he would come to a knowledge of the word Yehovcha from an Aramean, Arab Bedouin, Ahu Taya? Taya is a gypsy, a Bedouin. So where does he come to such an idea? So the Goyim said it wasn't that they didn't have a general understanding of the word. They understood that it means a bundle. But what he got from the Taya was a chidush in bitochem. And lo havi yadi means, according to the Gra, how far does it go? Do we say that you have to first do your hishtadlus? In the case of the Maisa Shahoya, what would have been the hishtadlus? You see a taxi driver, you go over to the taxi stand, and you prefer the amount of money, you offer him your payment, and he takes you. And that's his service. But the notion that the taxi driver should seek you out, where do you get the idea that the taxi driver is going to seek you out? So when the Taya came to him, and he noticed that he was carrying this heavy burden, and he said to him, please take your burden and put it on my camel, that was the chiddush that he learned in the taich of the pasuk. At kedekach does the thing go. So it's very remarkable. You know, when you're looking for things, the Ksav Sefer says in the name of his father, the Chasam Sefer, something very, very doina was there. And I was impressed with the similarity. So I wrote it down for you in the. And that's, of course, how the Goyim teaches the pasuk here. B'tach Hashem b'chol libecha ve'obinoscha al tishoyim. Don't rely on your bina b'chlam. There should not be a place in your heart that is empty of pure bitach. Yeah. So it's very interesting. The Ksav Sofer starts out. This is the Medrash tells us that on the pasuk v'yitil cholikim mitala shamayim mishmane olets, that it refers specifically mitala shamayim, what came down from shamayim, the mon. And what was mishmane oretz, the slav. So he asks a simple question. The bracha to Yankiv Avinu was perpetual. So how could it be that that bracha confines itself dafka to that moment in history called Dor HaMidbar? So v'yitin l'chol kim mitala shamayim means the mon, that's it. So he says a very beautiful pshat, but with the hakdama of the words of his father, Zichrono Livracha, Bipek Kodesh, Adoni Avi Meir Rabbi Zal, and the Gemara on Lehavi Yad Rabbonon, what does the word Yehovcha mean? The Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Ches. Upirish Zal, the Rabbonon lo yodu eichu bame yifarnesu atzmam, Behein betuchim b'Hashem, aval ein yecholim lohavin me'ayin yova yezlam. V'hal be also Reb Shimon ben Yechoy v'loy also biyoda. Behein saimchim al anes. V'heinu lo yodu shelo yochlu lohavin mai hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha be'eza oifen yimtzu parnasosam kishelo yasku klal b'masal matam. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazmin lechol oisik b'atayra Zavulun ha'oisik b'mischer u'mefarnes oisay u'machzik es yodoy. So he said, that's v'haynu ad'osa ha'utaya v'omar toil Yehovcha kol ma'asha tochofetz hashlich al gamloi v'ani ha'farnes oisla. So these are the words of the Chasam Sefer in Megillah, that Taitres up very similar to the Gra, that what was Mechudish here was that they couldn't have a Hasoga. How could it be that you would totally abandon Hishtadlus whatsoever? And you sit and learn Yom Valayla. Where's the Parnosa going to come from? Ein Soimchim Al HaNes. So he says that's the Taitch of Yisachar and Zvulun, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides a Zvulun for the Yisachar if the Yisachar meant in Gansan Afanemis, if the Yisachar means it 100%. If he means it 100%. Now, the Zvulun is not going to be waiting for you to approach him. He's going to come to you. And that's Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha. Very similar in many ways to what the Goyim was saying, that the bitachon is a possible to be absolute, and you don't have to worry a kihuzeh. Kol Yehovcha. Throw whatever is on your shoulders, throw it on the camel. Says the Ksav Sefer, very beautiful. He says, based this, of course, all of this is based on the Gemara and Brochus Daf Lamed Hei Omid Beis. You remember that there was a machloikas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The pasuk says, "V'yasafta d'ganecha." So Rabbi Yishmael says that "V'yasafta d'ganecha" is in the good part of "V'hayayim shamaya tishmu." It's in the positive part. Before "Hishamu lachem pen yiftel levavchem v'sarta." So what do I mean? That when the pasuk says "V'yasafta d'ganecha v'sirosh v'itzarecha," HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about a tzaddik, about somebody who's doing the right thing, the right way. Zokt Rabbi Yishmael, don't you see from here? Since every person is mechuyev in mitzvahs Talmud Torah, and afal pi kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu says v'yasafta d'ganecha, it means you're entitled to it. So haneg bohem minik derech eretz, you are allowed a parnosa which is on the level called minik derech eretz. What minik derech eretz means, to my mind, is what you might call a typical parnosa, meaning lafuke ma'ah. What is it to exclude? Two extremes. Number one, that you're not mechuyev to have total bitachon and do absolutely nothing. Number two, that you cannot devote yourself to making money. The nafkamina is, a farmer's a farmer. He has his plot that he got the nachla b'yerusha. Now he has to farm that plot, and there are all kinds of things that you have to do. This is the basic fundamental way of farming. Now, what if a person decides he's going to stop farming because it's a tircha yisera, and how much does it produce after all? And he's going to go up to Medina Sayyam and go to China and make money. That's not called minig derech eretz. Another way of saying the same thing. A person's entitled to have the basics. What the basics are according to, I believe, I don't have the feirushim makaris, but I believe that what Rabbi Shmuel was implying was that minig derech eretz depends on the makom, on this man. What is a normal parnosa? What does a normal parnosa provide? So let's say a person decides that he wants to have in his house etched glass crystal windows. Does Heishinish minig derech eretz? What is that? That's for the Gevirim Adirim. You can't say that I'm going to provide for myself luxus, and that's not called minig derech eretz. But in the end, Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Shmuel is telling you that you could be a farmer and you're not in any way violating mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Comes along Reb Shim ben Yochai and he asks that famous question. Efshar Adam Chayrish b'shas Charisha, the Zareya b'shas Zriya. And he gives kemat like the malachas in Klal Gadol in Shabbos. You know, all the malachas that you have to do for farming. And it's a long list. And a person is busy, especially in the times that are allotted to this, not in the deep winter, maybe he has some time, but the regular zmanim, he's busy, min ha-boiker ado-er. Zot Reb Shim ben Yochai, the famous expression, Torah mateheyalel. So when in the world are you going to have time to become a Talmud Chacham? So he taines that vasaftot ganecha is not the ultimate word. It's in the positive part. So what's the pshat? So he quotes a pasuk, "Va'amdu zarim v'ro'u tzonchem." I teach robots. What's the difference who the zarim are? But it's going to come in a tzeit. There'll come a time that all the malach will be done for you. Bizman sha'aisim ritzayne shamakim. The Torah provides for the Talmud Chacham to be free, unencumbered, and provided for. Zokt Reb Shim ben Yochai, that you're supposed to sit and learn all day. In any case, says the Chasam Sofer, son, the Ksav Sofer, he says, if you have Yisachar and Zvulun, what happens if Zvulun has himself a cheshek to sit and learn all day? Now you're in trouble. So where's it going to come from? So he invokes Rav Shimon ben Yochai that in the ideal matzah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planned for Klal Yisrael, Bisman Chayis Mitzayin Shomakim, nobody has to be a Zvulun to provide for Yisachar. By the way, even though he does not mention this point, I've always noticed this Yisoid in real life too. A person who does not himself have a Havon of us haste, what does it mean to learn Torah for real? It's very unlikely. I can't say it never happens, but it's very unlikely that he is going to have an appreciation for it enough that he's willing to support somebody 100%. Everybody has pressures. It comes to shul. Everybody donates. He has to donate also. Like the Tosfos in Chulin that says, the Gemara says that Yisrael Kedoshim Heim Yesh Sheh Ein Loi Veroitzeh and Yesh Yesh Loi Veino Veroitzeh. So he doesn't want to give and he doesn't give. Tosfos says, no, he gives, but he gives Baal Korchai. He's pressured into giving. But nevertheless, since he gave, it's Yisrael Kedoshim Heim. The people come to shul, everybody else is misnadid. He's embarrassed not to be misnadid. But does he have a vision of it? Does he believe in it? So he'll be misnadid of $100, but he's not going to support a person to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars a year. So the Zvulun has to have that time. But I pointed out that in the Midbar, nobody worked. So Zvulun, what did Zvulun do in the Midbar? And the Pasuk says, Zvulun l'choif yamim yishkan. Everybody knows that Zvulun was on the seashore. And the smart Zvulun b'tzei secha. Where is he going? He's going out into the seas. So this Zvulun, what did he do in the Midbar? There's no sea and there's nothing to do. So Gemara says, Chazal tell us, that those who were closest in the encampment, they were Soviv la Mishkan Yachanu Shevet Levi, and around Shevet Levi were the four groupings, three Shvatim each of the rest of Klal Yisrael. It happened to be that closest to Moshe were the three Shvatim of Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. As they state. So the explanation of it is that all those who remained closest to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Chanoya and had the Hashpah of witnessing and being in the presence, in the aura of Moshe Rabbeinu, they themselves became great in Torah. And it's remarkable that they quote Psukim for each one. By Zvulun, it says, Zvulun Moshkin B'Shevet Sofer. This is the Pasuk in Shiras Dvoira that describes Zvulun as Talmidei Chachamim. So Zvulun had this hergish from day one in the proximity to Moshe Rabbeinu, and when they had the time to sit and learn Yom HaValayla, and this remained in their genes, that they understood the chashivus of Torah. You cannot understand the chashivus of Torah unless you have the tam of Torah in your mouth. It's almost impossible to imagine. Therefore, when the Zvulun has that echo of us as meint, what it means to sit and learn, what's going to happen if he decides enough already? So they tell a story, if I'm not mistaken, about the Satmarov, that one of his big supporters decided one day that, you know, enough is enough, and he'll sit in the well and he wants to sit and learn a whole day. So the Satmarov convinced him that his tafkid is to support Taira. But the fact of the matter is that if Zvulun decides to learn, what's going to be with Yisachar? So that was the question Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha answers. He says, because since Reb Shimon ben Yochai was asked that question too, he was asked, so what's going to be? Where's the Parnasa going to come from? Einachanami, Torah Matahayala, Parnasa Matahayala. So he answered that in the ideal circumstance, Zvulun becomes a Yisachar because the provision is from elsewhere. Now he says we understand v'yitin l'chalik ki mitala shamayim. We ask the question, mitala shamayim zeh amon. How could it be that it's just for that tkufa? That was the whole bracha. Mun is a paradigm. Mun means that whenever Klal Yisrael is in that matzav of being completely supported by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then everybody can be a Yisachar. That even Zvulun can sit and learn a whole day. And that's for Amdu Zarim Barod Sonchem. That was the bracha to Yankiv Avinu V'yitin L'cha Mital HaShamayim Zehamon. The kasha was, if everybody's a Yisachar, where's the Zvulun going to be coming from? The answer is Medafim Neshavim. We don't need the Zvulun. Because the Zvulun can be a Yisachar if the Tal HaShamayim is a Haman. So in any door where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to provide that much, so that door becomes the door of Mun, quote unquote. It's like Mun in quotation marks. It's the concept of being provided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Vam Dezor Verotzon, a very beautiful chat. The chiddush that I wanted to tell you, we have two brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. I mean, you may look upon me that's the strangest thing you ever heard. But I believe, somebody asks you, what's the bracha of Parnassa that devotes itself to Parnassa in the Yud Ches, in the Shmoneh Esrei? Baruch Olein. Right? And if somebody has to ask for somebody to have Parnassa, either in Shema Koleinu, where you can ask for anything, or in Baruch Aleinu, which is the bracha of Panos. I submit to you, Rabbi Yisai, that there are two brachas about Panos, not one. Not one only. And the other bracha on Panos is Ala Tzadikim. Ever hear of such an idea? The Ma'aril was asked by his brother. His brother had an interesting name. Look in the sheets here. His brother's name was Gumprecht, a real Germanic name. So this Gumprecht asked his brother, the Maril, what is the pshat, the same Sachar Toiv? He was madgish the idea of Sachar Toiv. Sachar is a reward. What's Sachar Toiv? Every Sachar is Toiv. So what's the same Sachar Toiv? What's this redundancy? What are we trying to say here? The same Sachar Toiv b'chol abaytchem b'shim chabem. It's a simple question. Bashib Shach, we say this bracha every single day. You know, what are we saying? So he says, Eicha pshat the same Sachar Toiv b'chol abaytchem b'shim chabem es v'sim chalkeinu imoen. It's interesting, Loshen v'sim, we say the same. Ki pshita shenoy sein Sachar Toiv b'chol abaytchem b'shmoy. So he asks the question not only about the word Toiv, but also Bechlal, the whole reason, what are we asking Kodesh Baruch Hu to do what he does anyhow? If a person has Bitochen, he gets Schar. So why do we have to ask for it? So he tshuva, Hei Lucha Hapshat. In order to answer his brother, he quotes the Reikeach. Reikeach had a chibur on tefillah, and he says there, the same Sachar Toiv l'chol abaytchem b'shimcha be'emes, hinei scharam itcha, right? Yeah, what does it mean? Mi ve'al habaytchem b'cha be'emes u'b'leiv shalom. Ve'onu mevakshim sheyitein labaytchem b'leiv ne'emon Sachar Toiv b'zeh u'leba. U'kimedume shekavonosei kach, So what is he talking about? What does he want? So what I wanted to say is that the Reikeach's interpretation of Sachar Toiv is not a reward. A reward is an Olam Haba. And we don't have to worry about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promises to reward tzaddikim, that we have to ask for it. What he's talking about is the provision for the boteach boil mazeh. In other words, we say that those who are boteach in you, and therefore rely only on you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask that they should not be embarrassed, but rather that you should taka provide for them according to their midas habitoch. You know, there's always the possibility shema yidro machet, or whatever other consideration. Maybe for certain people it's not so good. One of the Rishonim from the Cheder of the Ramban says, what is the Pshat lo yoyisi tzadik nezav azaru mevakish lochem? Lamaisa, sometimes you see that he is mevakish lochem. So what do you mean lo yoyisi? So he says a very interesting thing, that some people's derech of avoida is dafka poverty. And for such a person, the derech of ashiras is a chesaron, it's a pagam. So whatever the person needs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides according to his particular Nekudas HaNeshama and his Tafkid. And if his Tafkid and Nekudas HaNeshama requires that he should be provided for, he will be. If it requires that he should struggle in poverty and suffering, then that will happen too. So the same Sachatoiv, we are asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should provide for the Baiteach, which leads me to analyze this bracha in the following manner. Tzadikim have many, many inyonim and many milas. Tzadikim, chasidim. But if you ask anybody who just pashut reads the words of this bracha and focuses on them seriously, and you ask him what particular nekuda bedafka is being emphasized about these tzadikim and chasidim. So the answer is, if you ever have a doubt, what is the tshvuk, what's the foundation principle of any of the brothers, look at the Chasima. Choynin Hadas, Reifei Choyle Amo Yisrael, etc., etc. Mevarech Hashonim. What is the Chasima here? Mishon u'mivtach latzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the leaning post, the cane, the pillar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides you that you can lean against and you don't fall. Miftach, that's it. Miftach. In other words, the fundamental principle is Bitachon. Why was Bitachon singled out, Bedafka? Tzadikim and Chasidim had many inyonim. Yira, Ava, Vosefis Mitamol, just Bitachon. And you'll notice the same Sochatoiv, what's l'chol abaytachim b'shimcha b'emes? And then it says an interesting thing: v'simchal kenu imahem v'lo nevosh kibuchav v'tachnu. It's a pelad kazach. It's all about bitachon. I wanted to say very poshut. We are not yet on that madrega. We say there are certain individuals that are shayach to the midah of bitachon in a much more profound way, and those are the tzaddikim, the chasidim. Very interesting question. What did we say besides the tzaddikim chasidim? A geirei atzedek. Vosep is mitamol geirei atzedek. You have geirei atzedek and not the chayin lodam das. No, in bevarach hashanim. No. Why do you have geirei atzedek over here? Sure. Suddenly, mitzach damant, we remind ourselves that we have geirei atzedek amongst us. You know what the answer is? We said halal today. What did we say in halal? Well, there's a lot of things in Hallel. But what did we say in Hallel about Geirim?
Nothing.
Zok the Gra and others, that wherever it says Yirei Hashem, like Yirei Hashem, Bitchu B'Hashem, right? Hashem Zichron Yivarech, Yivarech as Beis Yisrael, Yivarech as Beis Aaron, Yivarech, Yirei Hashem, Aktanim Imagdolim. Wherever it says Yirei Hashem, Eilu HaGeirim. Now you have to understand something here. The whole of Hallel is talking about Bitachon. Yeah. And not only that, but we sing the Hallel. But if you look at Hallel as a Chativa Achashlema, you'll notice a remarkable thing. That there are three moments, three Nekudos in the Hallel, building up one upon the other, starting out with what? Let's take any siddur. Is there a siddur anywhere on the table? Look at it inside. What is the very first thing that we speak about in these three nekudas? So you open up a halo and you say, what's the first thing that we say about these three groups? And you notice that the three groups are mentioned three times. Pile plug. What I find remarkable is that when you focus on something and you look at it, it's almost like you saw it for the first time in your life. Hagam that you could be saying it already the 1,000th time. It says like this. Hashem Zucharonu Yivarech. Yivarech is Beis Yisrael. Yivarech is Beis Ara. Yivarech Yirei Hashem. Yisrael. Beis Yisrael. Beis Ara. Yirei Hashem. Next. It says here. That's the second time. Excuse me. What's the first time? Yisrael B'tach B'Hashem. Ezra Maginam Hu. Beis Ara Bitku B'Hashem. Ezra Maginam Hu. Yirei Hashem Bitku B'Hashem. The first time that's mentioned is that we are commanded to have B'tach. Second time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should provide the bracha. Yivarech is Beis Yisrael. When the bracha comes for the bitachon that was had, then what is the result? People are provided for. Then what happens? After the bracha comes, what are we mechuyev in? To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoidu Hashem ki toiv. Yoyma na Yisrael ki lo chazdei. Yoyma na Beis Aaron ki lo chazdei. Yoyma na Yirei Hashem ki lo chazdei. So the three nekudas are the bitachon that you start with, the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides, and the shevach v'hidoya you give after the bracha is given. Why is it, did you ever ask yourself, that in this particular context, three different classes of Klal Yisrael are mentioned? Thus happens, especially if you understand Yirei Hashem Elu Hagerim. By the way, if you don't say Yirei Hashem Hagerim, then you have to ask yourself, wait a minute. Yisrael doesn't have any Yirei Shamayim. Beis Aaron doesn't have any Yirei Shamayim that you have to say, and besides that, the Yirei Hashem. But the Teretz says it doesn't mean people who have Yira. It means it's a technical term. It's like saying Yisrael, who have their Yichus, Beis Aaron, who has a unique Yichus, and the Gerim, who have no Yichus. All of them should be Boteach Hashem. But it's much deeper than that. The reason that we divide it into three has to do with Bitoch and Dafka. Let me ask you the following question. How does the Yisrael provide for himself? I mean, the classic in Eretz Yisrael, v'chulu v'chulu. He's a farmer. So he takes care of himself. Nevertheless, you have to have Bitoch. That's why Emuna Sitecha, v'hoya Emuna Sitecha, Emuna Zeh Seder Zroi. Because you have to have a lot of things come together in a very, very successful way before the farmer's efforts can bear fruit. And a lot of these things are not up to him. He needs the rain. He needs that the locusts and the pestilence should stay away. And on and on. He needs that the birds should not come down and eat the seeds before they germinate and so on. This is all not up to him. Memela, it's possible that all of his efforts, Leman lo niga lo rik lo neli label. Memela, he has to have bitachon. But it's nothing compared to the bitachon of Beis Aaron. Because Beis Aaron does not have any nachla at all. And he has to sit and wait for a Yisrael to give him trumas and maestras. They are nothing compared to the Gerim. If you want to have the best example, look at what happened to Rus HaMalavia. They have neither a plot of land, nor do they have the system of Matnas Kahuna. It's Bechlal they are really up in the air. So their Midas HaBitachon is required of them, that what's asked of them is on the highest level, because they have the least bus of a dumb way of getting their Parnassah. Neither through the dint of their own efforts in the farming, nor through the gifts that are given to them pro forma by the halacha that says provide for the Kohanim and the Levi. Therefore, their Midas HaBitachon is the greatest. In the crescendo of Midas HaBitachon, you go min akala lakoved Yisrael b'tach b'Hashem, avadah, but Beis Aaron even more so, and Yirei Hashem the most. And that's why there has to be a different bracha, and that's why there has to be a different haidaya and shevach. And that's why they are segregated into these three distinct elements. Now let's go back to Al HaTzadikim. Al HaTzadikim is the only bracha where we single out Gerim. Why? The answer is because it's a bracha that is miyuchad to the midah and the inyan of bitachon. And when it comes to bitachon, those are the ones who need HaKadosh Baruch Hu the most in that ideal formulation. And memela, we ask for them that their bitachon shall be provided for, that they should not have the embarrassment. And the same chalkenu imahem, v'lo nevosh ki v'chava tachmo. The busha and bitachon are from a pasuk in Tehillim, and it always goes hand in hand. We should not be embarrassed. You sit and you do nothing. What's going to be? Never mind, the Eibishter provides. So we is taka that the Eibishter should provide, and this provision for bitachon has nothing to do with schar, like you get schar for putting on tzitzis or wearing tefillin or keeping Shabbos. It's not schar. It's basically HaKadosh Baruch Hu providing when you don't provide for yourself, but rely on Him totally. That's the same sakatoy l'chal abayit chemishim chabemes, and I think that's what the Rakeach meant, that he's answering his brother Reb Gumfeld. That's why I believe, and that's my chiddush here, that there are really two brachas concerning parnasa. One is parnasa the way we do it, and the other one is a parnasa of the Baal Bitachon. And that bracha is the Ala Tzadikim bracha, which comes in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah, I wanted to... I'm not going to go through it, but I wanted you, if you have a chance, to look carefully at the words of Parchas Tzadikim. I'm not going to go through it, but very, very, very important words. Very important. Parchas Tzadikim doesn't need my haskama, but it's very important. We should look at it. There's a Hart Zvi that I wanted to show you. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. He spoke about Ritzon Yirei of Yaseh Veshavosom Yishma V'Yoshien. I believe that I mentioned it to you last time. What I thought the pshat was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not ever provide in the Ritzon Yirei of Yaseh, say Tzadik Doizah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekai. He does not provide them in a manner that completely takes away their hergish of Amunah B'Tochen. What do I mean? So if you provide and you know that you're going to be provided for, if you can always press a button and the sandwich comes out, then the whole relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bereft of that tension that you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though, ironically, you know that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But nevertheless, it becomes a point where, you know, avada, that's the way it ought to be. And I pointed out that the brinksmanship in the Dor HaMidbar was an extraordinarily... it was remarkable, because the question is, Ois Gemutchet, they're suffering so much for such a long time. Give them a little peace and tranquility for a change. So why does it have to be that they come to Yam Suf with their hearts in their throats? Why do they have to have such fear? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the 11th hour, as they say, saves the day. So it's not a knight in shining armor here business. What's the pshat? The teretz is that if you show totally that Hashem is taking care of them, so you don't have the possibility for a vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdam. And that is the tachlis of ve'eshavosam yishma v'yoshiyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when he does the ratzon yireyav, he doesn't do it in such a smooth and simple and obvious way. Rather, he makes them feel that they have to cry out for it, but it's already in the plan that he should provide for them. And he should do whatever it is that they are asking. The Har Tzvi has a different pshat. I just wanted to show you his pshat. He says that midarkei ha'ashkocha elyona, k'shehatzadik nispal al dover, shelefi daita. You know, we always say Yimalei Hashem mishalos libenu. What do we add? L'toivah. Because it doesn't always have to be l'toivah. Comes along the Har Tzvi, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, It's in the middle paragraph. And he says, by the way, it's possible for even a tzaddik to ask for something, and it turns out that it's not good for him. So, midake ashkocho yoino shat tzaddik mispal al dobashim fidaitu tovlo, hakadosh bocho oise ritzoinoi. It's ritzoinoi reyav yaseh. So even if in the end it's not good for him, so if Tzvi Pesach Frank says that it's possible that Kodesh Baruch Hu provided if he asked for it. V'afal pi sheyitzmach lo yiroa mizeh, me'ein zeh matzinu b'David Melech Yisrael, shebikesh me'a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'choneini u'naseini, test me, afal pi sheholo goli v'yodua la'abayri yizbarach she'enoi kedai lo, v'kama tzah nitztar oisei tzadik al zeh. Of course, when he was tested, look what happened. So the fact is that he is to be tested. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have whispered into his ear and said, David HaMelech, you don't know what you're asking. And believe me, it's not such a good idea. No. He asked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the Nisayim. B'chanein. So he says, Mikom akom nismali ritzayinu, kemuvur b'sanhedrin, daf kubzayin amin alam. V'chein ra'isim mefarshim ha'posuk ritzon yirei of yaseh, v'shavosam yishma v'yoshiyeh. The lechayru who came for loshen, shemikaven shoyse ritzaynam ma mikra chosda shetzarach loyma oyve shavosim yishma v'yoshiyim. That's the question we asked at the beginning. If he does, there will. There's no yishavosim. So what's that shavosim? So he says the shavosim comes from the ritzayn yirei of yaseh. He provides for them whatever they ask. Turns out that it's not good for them, and then they start screaming help, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves them. So he says. They see what? And then they cry out. Even though they're the culprits, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so kind that even when it's not good for them, he helps them get extricate themselves from it. He has a whole shtickle Torah here from before. You can look at it yourselves. By the way, I forgot to mention from the Ksav Sofer, he says that he has a vertical that people say, and he was inclined to repeat it. Remember that he said the kasha was, what happens if Zevulun takes himself a cheshik to learning, what's going to be, right? Because then the system doesn't happen. So then, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of everything, Vam Duzarim Verot Tzomchem, and that's the Taich, Vita Luchamit HaShemayim is the month, right? So he says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mi Yitain, right? V'hoyo kol am Hashem Neviim, right? So they say that the Derech Tzachus, they say the Pasuk, if kol Hashem Neviim, Mi Yitain, who's going to provide? You know, if kol Hashem Neviim, Mi Yitain. Yeah. You know, the Chassam Sofer has this word on the Mora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took an eitz, and a bitter eitz, and Moshe Rabbeinu was told, instructed to take this eitz and throw it into bitter waters, and the bitter eitz with the bitter waters, vayim tekla amayim, that everything was sweet. So he says that, imein kemach ein Torah, imein Torah ein kemach. People who are working a whole day, they are bitter because they don't have Torah. The people who learn a whole day, they have a bitterness because they have no parnasim. If you take the two and you merge them together, and the ones who don't have the Torah provide for the ones who learn, if you throw the bitter eights into the bitter waters, and eights represents the support of Torah, eights chayim hi lamachazikim ba, and the waters, of course, ein mayim elo Torah, shenema hai kol tzomei l'chula mayim. So the image of the bitter tree with the bitter waters, vayim tuklamayim, is when the time chaytira merge themselves with the lime chaytira. So Sam Saiva is a beautiful word. It's also me'ain, this whole approach. Okay. What I wanted to do next in the few moments that are remaining is b'negeya chesed and emes. So where does it come in? Because the pasuk, if you look at them, where I quote the psukim, pasuk gimel of perek gimel, chesed ve'emes al ya'azvucha, do not allow neither chesed nor emes. You know, it's an interesting thing. There are segels on the bottom of these two words. Everybody knows that a word that has two segels, its accent is on the first letter. So we say chesed, not chesed. Nevertheless, people say emes all the time, but the proper pronunciation of the word is emes. So it's rab chesed ve emes. Why is it? Why isn't it emes? Because the aleph is really a shva underneath. It's a chat of segel. It's not a regular segel. So it's not two segels one after the other. It's really a shva and a segel. Shva and a segel, the accent is on the second letter, which brings the Vilna Gaon to make the play. It's not a play on words. It's just that he points it out in a very cute way. He says, if a person says sheker, it's emes. Because the proper accent is on the shin. If a person says emes, it's sheker. Because the proper accent is on the wrong letter. It should be on the mem, not on the aleph. So, chesed ve'emes, al ya'azvucha, koshreim al gagavaisecha, kosveim aluach libecha. So you have to tie it around your neck, you have to engrave it on the tablets of your heart, chesed and emes. You know that the midah of chesed is beyond. The word chesed in general means extravagant, beyond what's appropriate. You can even use the word by arayis, chesed. In the instance of emes, when all the various different interpretations and manifestations of the word, emes has to do, of course, with din. It is the correct and exact and accurate measure. So chesed is always beyond the emes. So now, we have a very intriguing question. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Midas HaRachamim to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, Yechtu Yisrael v'yasu tshuva yasu l'fonai kaseder hazeh, and he says, Hashem, Hashem, Keil, Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed, V'Emes. The kasha is, what is Emes, which is Midas Hadin, doing in the list of the Midas Harachim? So who asks this question? Really, the Gemara itself. Take a look in the sheets. Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Zayin on the days. Two lines of Gemara here. Ilfa v'amrila ilfi or ilfa grum. He asks a kasha. Ksiv v'rav chesed uksiv emes. He doesn't even ask the question the way we did. He asks it even stronger. It's a stira. How could you be emes and say that you're rav chesed? If you're Rav Chesed, you're going beyond MS. And if you're MS, you're not going as far as Rav Chesed. So he's even asking it stronger. Not where's MS in the Midas HaRachamim. He's asking, how do you reconcile that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is simultaneously Rav Chesed and MS? Zok the Gemara. The Gemara answers, Mitchila the MS. In other words, how did he reconcile it? By saying that it's not simultaneous. The reason it's not a stira is because it's only a stira if they come together at the same time. How could it be MS and Rav Chesed? But it's in sequence. And what is the sequence? Mitchila ve'MS v'libesoif Rav Chesed. Rashi says v'libesoif. So I had a very, very simple question. What is the sequence in the Midas HaRachamim? Rav Chesed, the MS. So what's the pshat? If it's Mitchila, MS, should say MS for Rav Chesed. Furthermore, granted that we may have reconciled Ilfa's question, but what about my question? So it's not simultaneous. But why, if the din is, in fact, the taitch of MS, where Rashi says, "Kisheroy Shein Olam Miskayim Bedin," he goes into the mode of Rav Chesed. So then, emes is understood by Rashi as din, as we said before. So what is it doing in the Midas Rachamim altogether? Okay, the sequence resolves the problem, even though the sequence in the pasuk it seems to be the other way around. But it's a sequence. The sequence solves his problem. It's not simultaneous, so you don't know, you have no stira. But why is it in the Midas Rachamim? So I answered this. I had a Beis Medrash many years ago, talking about a mashal that goes back probably about 35 years now. But I had an olam that was very unlearned, but very chashuv in their own way. And really, people who latched on to the Ribbono Shel Olam almost by their fingernails, if you understand what I mean. And people who never went to yeshiva a day in their lives, and they're an extraordinary thing. The V. Lountman Mitazechana mentioned, how do you learn with such people? What do you tell them? You learn Gemara, Rashi, you say Pnei Yoshua, say over of Kiveger. So we came to this Gemara, and I needed to be mazbir this. So I told them a mashal. And I think that this is, I think that the Dubna Magid would be proud of me. I think he would be very happy with me. But I told him this mashal. I said, there was a fellow who was working as a graphic illustrator for a business, you know, a business graphics. And he was tremendous at what he did. And his work was constantly being used in all the advertising and the displays. He was a genius. He lived in one of these towns and villages, but he used to send in, submit his work, and he would get a modest remuneration for it. And his wife always tied it to him, we don't have enough to make ends meet. So he says, what should I do? Like the mice with the kotzka, what should I do? So he says, she says to him, he says, listen, you go to the boss, to the owner, to the CEO, and the president of the company, and you tell him, listen, it's time for a raise. I'm working for you with such diligence, and so successfully. You use my work. He says, you're right, I'm going to go. He takes his portfolio with him. Takes the very best of what he's done over the last 5 or 10 years, and he packs it up in one of those big, you know, those big presentation, cases, and he's on his way to the big city. Just by coincidence, the president's 80th birthday is upon us, and he is so thrilled at the success of his company, and he has good health, and he doesn't know what to do with himself. So he gets together the board of directors, and he says he wants to make a big celebration, a big bash. 80th birthday party, but he wants to do something for the company. What can he do? So everybody's offering their suggestions. Finally, one of them says, and it was Miskabel, the best thing you could possibly do for anybody is give them a raise. So he says, you know something? We have enough money in the bank. We're loaded. We have a lot of cash on hand. I was thinking of doing this or that. This is the best. And it'll inspire them to work harder. It's good all the way around. I'm giving everybody a 15% raise. Everybody. Whoever works for me, mina kakotin kagodol, from the top to the janitor, everybody gets 15%. Anyhow, they're starting to make the celebrations for the birthday party. There's a bahola, a mahuma, nobody can talk to anybody. It's busy as can be. This fellow's arriving with his satchel there, and he comes in and he sits there for hours. Nobody pays any attention to him. The secretary of the secretary of the secretary of the president. And finally, you know, he's there, and he's the last one, and nobody's, and he's getting very edgy, so he goes over, and he says, listen, I came from Merchakim, I have to see the president. So somebody overhears him, one of the higher-ups, and he says, what, are you joking? You can't see the president? You can never see the president. But now he's having his birthday celebrations, there's nothing to talk about. You're wasting your time, you can sit here for the next 10 years. So he says, but I have to see the president. He says, my dear friend, why do you have to see the president? He's trying to help him out. He says, I'll tell you the truth. We don't make ends meet. We need a raise. A raise? Yeah. What did you have in mind? Starts shivering, shaking. Maybe 5%. I was really thinking about 10%. He gives him a slap on his back. Go home and tell your wife you got a 15% raise. You know, I'd like to show him my portfolio. He says, listen, my friend, be happy with the raise, go home. As they say in Yiddish, Dreinish can come. Don't, Don't waste your time. Don't be crazy. It's not possible. And he shoots him out of the office, and the fellow realizes that it's hopeless, and he makes his way home. She opens up the door, and she looks at him, and she sees that ashen face of his, and she says, "Shlamazel that you are, you didn't get the raise." He says, "No, I did." He says, "But you didn't get the amount that you wanted." He says, "No, I got more. I wanted 10% maximum. I was dreaming about it. We were talking about it. How much did you get? 15? 15, you should be overjoyed." He says, "But I wanted to get it because of what I'm worth, not because he's giving everybody from the top till the janitor because he had a birthday party." HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a Klal Yisrael that he put a tremendous amount of trust in and faith in, and he really expected that Klal Yisrael would pull through. And then there was a Chet HaEgel. Before the Chet HaEgel, the plan was to give everybody according to his just deserts, and everybody would be rewarded mamish ad l'rakia. Now there's a very big problem, because if you start with Midas HaDin, it's hopeless. So good accountant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, he says, "You know what? We throw the Midas HaDin Cheshbon of accounting, you know, we throw the QuickBooks out and we take the peach tree. We're finished with the system of Midas HaDin. That's not Shaykh. With Midas HaDin, there's only going to be korban and disaster. All right, but they're my children just the same. And Nebuch, I have to take care of them. So we're going to start with a different system. You're my children, I take care of you. Better, worse, it makes no difference. I'll always be there for you." If you had that happen, then the tzaddikim, those who are Yirei Shamayim, those who are Oivdei Hashem Be'emunah, would never receive their just rewards, because that system was thrown out for the sake of all the others. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas HaChesed was so enormous that he was willing to keep the proverbial two sets of books. That even when he changed for those who needed it, he kept the system of emes for those, so that it should not be nam or the kisuf or the bread of embarrassment. And that is the biggest chesed, that even when he needed to change the accounting system, he didn't change it completely. So now we understand why it belongs in Midas HaRachamim, and we also understand why it's second. It's really mitchila emes. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu checks out, does it work with the Midas HaEmes? And then when he sees it can't, like Rashi says, Elusha ein miskaimim b'din, so then he gives them the second accounting system of Midas Rav Chesed. But in terms of the Midas HaRachamim, Rav Chesed is the Midas HaRachamim, and Emes is the Midas HaRachamim for those tzaddikim that still have the Midas HaRachamim. So that's what I wanted to share with you. So it's very interesting. Take a look at the Pnei Yeshua. Chayra yesh l'tmaya. Doha b'kra ipcha k'siv. The Pnei Yeshua asks the question of the Seder of the Pasuk. Ilfa answered that first comes what? In the sequence, Emes and Lebesayif Rav Chesed. But he says in the Pasuk, it says Rav Chesed v'Emes. Rav Chesed comes first and Emes comes second. Right? So he says, Avolamai depreciates Asi Shapir. The Vadai Kachi Hamido Hanoyheges Ledoiris Bitchilo Emes. Now he has a very interesting shot that is not the same as mine, but it also works with similar, you know, inclinations. But he's machalik between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. He says the reason it's mitchila emes is because v'hainu b'Rosh Hashanah for lebesayif Rav Chesed v'hainu b'Yom Kippurim. Right? Ma'she'en came ba'oisei shah sh'oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe seder yud gimul midos oisei zman hoya b'Yom Kippurim atzmai. He says, he points out, when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give all of these midos? Right? Second Luchos and so on and so on, Yom Kippur. Because the Rosh Hashanah had already passed by. It's a very interesting shot. But I want to suggest to you that's that is the Nakuda of Rav Chesed.